Hi everyone, it's Nick Adamson here, and I'm taking part in Octava 15. If you're not aware of Octava, it's a music festival online, normally on the Audio Boom platform, and it's an opportunity for those of us who take part to share and listen to all sorts of different types of music. Now, I'm not going to do every day of Octava, I don't have that much imagination, but I'm going to do some of the days, and today is day two, and it's all about places. As an Englishman living in Wales, I thought I might be allowed to get away with this. But unfortunately, the place name actually isn't in the title. But how this relates to a place is maybe given in the chorus. So that was Catatonia, and the actual song is called International Velvet. So, where am I going to take you on this day of Octava? And it's all about places. Well, we're going to go to four places. We're going to go to New York, and then we're going to go to the exciting place that is Coventry, and then we're off to Alabama, and then we're going to the Discworld. Not a real place, but it's certainly a place we can visit. So we're going to start off with these guys. These guys are the Wombats, and it's a song called Moving to New York. Part of my Octava posts, I'm not going to post the whole song most of the time, because I figure I'll give enough for people to get a taste of the artist and the song, and if they're interested, maybe go and look on YouTube or something. So where are we headed now? We're headed to Coventry, and we're headed with two fellas called John and Wayne. I first came across these guys when they were a support act at a concert I was at, and I just absolutely loved their humour and their style. Just two guys, a couple of acoustic guitars, and they managed to keep a whole venue of, I guess, about 11,000-12,000 people quite quiet. It was quite impressive. It was just brilliant humour. So enjoy Coventry.
We were driving down an alternate route to find a quick way home. We travelled right through the villages, across the towns and country roads, and we cruised along the A5 with an atlas close at hand, till we came across a roundabout. We had to choose which way to go, and I shouted, no, not that way, we should have turned up there. As he hit the brakes, the car spun everywhere. We hit upon the grass verge a scream, oh God, not me. And the last thing I remember was the signs.
If you listen to any of my Octava stuff from last year, you'll know that I am very much a fan of the band Bellowhead and one of their later albums, and unfortunately it's going to be probably their last studio album because they are retiring after 11 years this coming spring. But this is a song from their latest album and it's called Roll Alabama.
When the Alabama's keel was laid, roll Alabama, roll, she was laid in the yard of Jonathan Led. Oh, roll Alabama, roll, she was laid in the yard of Jonathan Led. Roll Alabama, roll, she was laid in the town of
listening to any of my posts from last year, you'll know that I am getting further and further into folk music, and one of the albums I've picked up this year joins two of my loves, books and music. Steel Eye Span, very very well known folk group. I think they've been going since the 60s. They've been around an awful long time. They recorded an album, a concept album, with such a thing in modern times is almost unheard of, but it was recorded, I think, a year or so ago. And it's all based on the story of The Wintersmith, which is a Terry Pratchett book, part of the Discworld series. There's a very tenuous link, because although the place Discworld is not actually mentioned in the title, you'll notice that it is quite an important part of the song. So, this is Octava Day 2, all about places, and I will speak to you soon. Take care.
Through the stars the turtle comes, drifting past a thousand suns, under the weight of Discworld. Large as worlds and old as time, through the long galactic night, under the weight of Discworld.